What do parenting, health, lifestyle, and pop culture have in common? Not a heck of a lot. Unless you're listening to Sunday Brunch with Jamie and Rebecca West on AM 900 CHML.
You're with Sunday Brunch on AM 900 CHML. Jamie and Rebecca West here. And don't forget, you can always send us some thoughts about the program. JWest at westpromedia.com or rwest at westpromedia.com. Well, our next guest is somebody who really needs no introduction. She's very familiar to our audience. It's been a while since we chatted with her on the air, but she's back with us, and she's going to be back with us each and every week on Sunday Brunch. Starting today, Irene Hogan is back, pharmacist extraordinaire, women's health expert. Where have you been? It's good to talk to you again.
Hi, Jamie and Rebecca. It is good to be back. It doesn't seem so long since I was just chatting to you and sitting here at my desk drinking my protein shake.
Well, there you go. Well, welcome back. I've missed you, Irene.
Thank you. I know. Full of praise for me. Thanks, guys.
Hey, no problem. I think a lot of our audience is very happy to hear your voice. I know that we had we did some great work together, Irene, back in the day-night pharmacy days when we were doing the health show.
And that was a while ago.
And it was.
Believe.
That was years ago, actually.
Now, it was. But can you believe I still get people saying, oh, I really used to listen to you the show every day. When are you going back?
So oh, isn't that
back.
Fantastic?
Yeah, now here we are. And it's almost like no time has passed. But here's the thing. You know, a lot of things evolve and change in a relatively short period of time. And I suppose we should really pick up this morning kind of where we left off a few years ago, which was, you know, talking about women's health issues, because you've got this specialty practice in women's mm-hmm. health at Stone Church Pharmacy. You got a great team up there at Stone Church Pharmacy, and you've got this great focus on women's health. How has that kind of evolved in the last few years since we last talked to you?
You know, it's good and bad, and I think you always know that I believed in personalized service and personalized assessment, and we said, you know, we don't want this cookie-cutter approach.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, although we've got, you know, probably hundreds of thousands of women turning menopausal and their baby boomers are a force to be, reckoned with, it's unfortunate to read in surveys that a lot of treatment, women that should be receiving treatment are not receiving treatment, and I think that's a matter of time. And so one of the things in my new location here at Stone Church Pharmacy is, as you know, when people come to see me, patients, those women can sit down, you know, for 45 minutes, an hour, and they can actually discuss their issues, you know, look at their family history, actually listen to them. And I think that's often what women are saying to me. Nobody's listening to me.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that,
you hear
isn't,
that, Rebecca?
Yeah.
So
I appreciate that very much, actually.
So we're still doing the old thing that we used to do, which is, it's all in your head, dear. Oh, you're just stressed out. Oh, the kids are driving you nuts. The husband's driving you nuts. Work's driving you nuts.
And sometimes that's true.
But it's way more complex than that, right, Irene?
It is true. And as you say, it's way more complex than that. But the trouble is that when women are going through perimenopause and as their hormones are changing, all those things seem to get worse. So it's just like putting one more thing in the bucket and it just eventually overflows. And, you know, the stats aren't good. It says that about 80% of women are actually going to experience symptoms. So, you know, it's not just the hot flashes and the night sweats. It's the fatigue, you know, it's mm-hmm. the arthritic symptoms that people get. And then, as you say, you know, they go to their physician that has 8 minutes to talk to them, and they get told, yeah, well, you're too young for it, or it's a natural part of aging. Well, that isn't what a woman at 50 actually wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the other thing, though, Irene, and maybe I'm wrong in my understanding of how this works, but even if some of the blood work is done by the doctor's office, they're looking at sort of the median range for all women, aren't they?
You're right.
Okay.
And we talk about this average, okay? So you're in the middle, you know, but if you're just above low, you're still normal, and you could be high and you could still be normal too as well. And I think the other thing is that I tell women at this time, it's not all about, you know, looking at blood results and things like that too as well. You know, when I do assessment, I want to look at all your symptoms,
right.
Look at everything. And there's symptoms on there, and we know there's issues that women experience that nobody actually asks them about. So we're not asking the questions, so no wonder we're not listening to them.
Well, I feel sometimes that doctors don't have time to listen, and I'm not being critical.
No,
but
you're right.
But they're treating. They have that 8 minutes. They've got to get you in and get you out. Your everything looks normal on the paper. They're not listening necessarily because they don't have time to what your symptoms are. So I think I'm hearing from you, you're taking a more individualized approach as to what the symptoms are versus what the blood work looks like and everything else that's impacting as well.
Yeah, we need to individualize treatment for women. We look at the treatment, you know, since the negative studies that came out, which are 12 years old now, we know that specifically with regards to hormone replacement therapy, we're looking at individualized treatment there. We're looking at much lower doses. We know for most women the benefits outweigh the risks. And then, as you know, I have an extensive background in natural medicine, so we've got lots of new herbal treatments that have been now, you know, properly scientifically studied, and they're regulated now through the Natural Health Products Act, that we know actually can help women. So, and I think there's still a lot of confusion out there. We've got lots of information, but lots of misinformation. And women often say, you know, I didn't realize that all these symptoms and things I was having was actually due to my hormones and going through menopause.
Because we don't talk about it.
You're right.
We don't. You know, like, and we should be talking about it. So thanks for coming on the show today. This is great.
Yeah, I
wish. You're welcome. I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about wellness and lifestyles and looking at nutrition, because you can't forget about that. And I think that's another message to women going through menopause and at this time in their life. One, they need to take care of themselves and make themselves a priority. And second is they need to know their individual risk. You know, what can they change now that is going to prevent chronic disease in the future?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you track, Irene, statistics when it comes to, you know, how many people in the population are going to be going through menopause? I mean, I know we've got a large group of aging people in the population, baby boomers. Some of them are past menopause age.
Well, you're never past menopause. You're always in it.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's encouraging.
Right.
So excited.
It's a lifetime event.
Yeah.
Well.
So, but is there any way to definitively say, okay, if you're between the ages of, 45 and 50, and you have these types of symptoms, chances are you're in perimenopause or going right into menopause. Are women going into menopause at an earlier age now? What have we done with the environment and all the chemicals and birth control pills and all of that stuff? And how does that affect it at all?
I think the evidence is we're not going through menopause any earlier.
Okay.
And menopause, as we know, is women stop their periods, okay, and they haven't had a period for years. So that's the absolute definition, okay?
Right.
And the time before is perimenopause. So it's just a time of a change. What we know is that probably symptoms have been underestimated. So as I say, these current statistics show that anywhere from 50% to 80% of women are going to experience some symptoms during that perimenopause and during menopause. And the other issue is we often used to tell women, oh, you know, suffer it out, okay, this is short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the studies show that those symptoms in a large percentage of women may last for up to 10 years. So really, do you want to be going through, you know, hot flashes, night sweats, no energy, moodiness, and does your husband or significant other want to put up with that for 10 years without any sort of treatment or advice?
No.
Stop it.
No.
But I guess, well, we have so much to discuss on this topic.
Even off the air.
Yeah. Listen to this guy. Women are concerned about going on medications, therapy, like hormone replacement therapy long term. What would you say about that, Irene?
And again, we've changed this. We've now talking about this window of change or window of opportunity. In women that we're starting hormone therapy, they're younger. Mm-hmm. They're predominantly healthy. And if they do have blood pressure and cholesterol, as long as we're meeting target and therapeutic guidelines, then, you know, for most women, the benefits outweigh the risk. And that's on average now from different, you know, resources and associations are saying up to 60, up to 65.
Okay.
So we're missing an opportunity with these women to help them.
Yeah. Irene, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to have a consultation or chat with you?
They can come to me at Stone Church Pharmacy, and I think you have all the information from that. The phone number is 574-2828, and I'm also on the web under ihogan.com.
Excellent. Irene Hogan from Stone Church Pharmacy, back with us as a regular contributor to the Sunday Brunch. We're off and flying once again. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Yay. Same to you guys. Great to talk to you, again.
You too, Irene. Okay, take
bye-bye.
Care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
And we've got lots more Sunday brunch coming up for you right here on AM 900 CHML.